catch up with our man. Old long weekend, Ormerod. Sports bets, bet with mates, start your group, bet together, share the moment, conditions apply, and gamble responsibly. And if it was a bad time to be a schooner around Kane or Fletcher on the weekend, I reckon it was a horrible time to be anywhere near Ormerod. Is that true, Sean? Good afternoon.
I'm not going to give away too many secrets, Shug. But yeah, terrible weekend to be a schooner around me. Were you went on the Instagram again, Fletch, just posting videos of Joel, were you?
No.
Thank God when you said you went on Instagram again, I'm thinking, oh, what have I done?
Yeah, no. But I did speak to him on the back of a cab. He doesn't remember this.
Really?
Yeah. So I was speaking to him, and then his beautiful wife jumped on and said, Joel, get off the phone.
But I didn't tell you about the call you made to me, and Britt said, Fletch.
Well, I was coming home. I was coming in hot too from the races.
Yeah. That's what you do.
How did you get out there, did you?
I did. It was very, very enjoyable.
How was it?
Yeah, it was there was about 7,000 or 6,000 people, they were saying. It wasn't up to the 10,000 for the previous week of Everest, but had a good time. Met some interesting cats.
Don't like you.
Yeah, that's good.
But now I'm getting very fired up. We are in the midst of this spring carnival. We've got the Bendigo Cup coming up tomorrow, Shawnee. What have you learned over the last week or so?
Yeah, let's start with Bendigo tomorrow. Time honoured before we get to the real stuff on the weekend. Smoke and Romans, still the favourite for Bendigo tomorrow. Race 7 Bendigo Cup, very well supported at Sportsbet. $3.50 into $3.30. Looks easily the one to beat here. Turidan, next in line, is just eased, $4 out to $4.40. And then Armad, $4.80 as well, also on the drift. But it's all about Saturday, sure, as you said. It's a bloody cracking time of year. We've got the Golden Eagle, we've got the Victorian Derby. But we'll start up here with the Golden Eagle. Barrier draw was this morning on Thunderstruck. Still the favourite, drew a very nice little gate. Barrier 10, $4.50. Private Eye drew nice and wide. Well, not nice and wide if you're the connections or if you're already on it. It's drew 17, but steady at $6. And Maximal, one of the fancied internationals, well, it's certainly done itself no favours. Drew the car park, I think it's in barrier 22, and has eased accordingly out to $9, boys.
Yeah, Maximal, who's Maximal by? Like a big gun, a big, big gun. Is it Frankel? Might be by Frankel, I think. But anyway, what about the big race, the Four Pillars, Different Strokes, Conrad, head-to-head, grand final?
Well, I'm going to lean on Fletch here because we've got all the 18 slots taken, but we've still got obviously the barrier draws tomorrow, so we're still in the all-in market stage. Different Strokes is still favourite at $5, but I have noticed Conrad has just eased slightly. It's out to double figures, Fletch, now $10, and it's lost second favouritism to Darylene Bell. Or Darylene Bell, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, is $6. Now, I want to know what the camp's saying. I don't have too much to report from the trading floor. The boys are pretty tight-lipped until they see how the barriers fall tomorrow. So what are you saying?
Well, I haven't heard much either. I do know that Conrad was in work this morning. I got my video, and he looked very sharp. Mm. Pulled up well after his race last Wednesday before 1400. But I don't know. I'm quite nervous. I'm quite nervous. I hope they go 1-2 or a dead heater, to be honest. But no.
Oh, dead heater to be a filler.
The Different Strokes obviously had the better prep. Everything we've asked him to do, he's aimed up. So Conrad's coming off that second, and that was his first run in 9 weeks. But he's a very good horse. But so's
who's booked to ride? Have you got any
Huey? Yeah, Huey's on Different Strokes. Yep. And Alicia Collett is on Conrad. She rode Conrad in the last start and was very, very good, I thought.
Did you tell him about your handball ticket?
Oh, yeah. So, you know, on the back of... So, last week when I got on... Remember I was talking about the ladies' handball?
Yeah.
Well, now I'm right into the Hungarian, the men's. And I've had a 12-leg multi and I'm 2 from 2 last night.
Yeah.
But it doesn't finish until the Sunday.
The doyen of men's and women's handball. How good's that?
Well, he was on NFL until Foot Juice sold him a bad one.
Oh, I just they're playing Desperado, but like bubbling underway while I was going through my tips.
Yeah,
it's not nice.
Now, what about Derby Day, Shawnee boy? And I get fascinated by the Hotham Stakes or the Lexus Stakes, whatever you want to call it, where it's the final ticket into the big Melbourne Cup. How are you seeing that one?
Yeah. Well, I've got I don't have that one in front of me, but I've got the Derby Mail here, Shug, after the draw again, like the Golden Eagle was this morning. Got you nicely in Barrier 8, $3.80, being pretty steady. Gunstock Going to have to overcome a very nasty barrier. And it's drifted accordingly. $3.50 out to $4.40. No one is loving that. Hitotsu, Drew Barry 7. It's got Johnny Allen on board, fresh off his Cox Plate win. Just, I was an NMO, so I'm still a bit filthy. $10 into 8. And the other firma, Allegron, with Brett Preble on board. He's seen them like beach balls, just like your punting sugar. Drew Barry 9. And it's been $12 into 10.
Yeah, he's flying, Preble. What about this guy's flying as well? A Sportsbet customer had $20 on Mo Salah, who is flying himself, to score a hat-trick. Mm. Total goals over 4.5. Liverpool correct score, 5 blot. $20 turned into $7,020 at $351, if you don't mind.
Well, if you know what she should do now? Put it all on the new name of Facebook.
Yes, which will be what?
Zucks Space. you get 100 to 1 with Sportsbet for Zucks Space.
Yes.
You get Karen's Place. I don't get this one. No.
What's the favourite? Face, is it?
Face.
Face, yeah.
Face is treated, or FB. What's this one?
Arnott's Biscuits.
Hang on, you got an Arnott's Biscuits market. Shape specials. What's coming out next? Garlic bread. Wagyu beef, barbecue ribs, beef burrito. No, thank you.
don't get caught down those novelty rabbit holes, Fletch. You'll be there all day.
Yeah.
I love them.
What about this one? Premier League, speaking about novelties.
Mm.
You've gone in very positive on a Tuesday, Sean. Next manager to be sacked.
Yeah, we're going to turn a bit sour here. And it's all off the back of that man, Salah. He demolished Man United. It was at Old Trafford at this one. Apparently it was... probably their darkest day on field. Apparently, I've heard from some Man U supporters, got lapped 5-0, as you said before. Solskjaer, he was $4 to be next manager to leave before this game. He's now $1.20. So the writing's on the wall for old Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. But Fletch, here's a little one for you. Could be a little omen bet here. Second favourite, the Norwich manager, Daniel Farke. He's $6. Only 2 draws and 7 losses from their 9 games so far.
Right. So... What's Farkey's strength? What's he going to bring to the table?
German, yeah. Is he Fark? Daniel Fark. $6. Yeah, terrible record. Haven't won a game all year.
What? And his second favourite?
Yeah, yeah. Might be a bit of value there on Farkey.
Yeah, no, there's no Fark. Definitely no Fark. He won't get it.
No. No Fark.
The sign will be no Fark. Way.
Now, we spoke to Stevie Smith earlier on, and he's in brilliant form. Brilliant form is Stevie Smith. So we caught up with him. What's the latest on the T20 World Cup?
Well, just, you know, the footy players have got a tremendous record scoring tries when they speak to you, lad. So I'm just wondering if it might transfer over to the world of cricket. He's $17, Stevie Smith, top tournament run scorer, if you don't mind. I could get involved at $17. As we know, they've got plenty... good records, the boys, when they come on here. But tonight, South Africa taking on the Windies. We can't split it. $1.90, your pick in that one. Toss the coin. And far as the outrights are concerned, India, still favourites, although they went down to Pakistan in their opener, $3.75. And the Aussies, steady at $6.50. Just scraped home against South Africa. A little bit unconvincing, the Aussie boys in game one.
I've just brought up the Lexus too, by the way, Shawnee. So Floating Artist is the $3.50 favourite, but... doubtful run. I believe the Eustace Marr camp think it'll make the field anyway, so they don't think they need to run it. But the irony out of all of this is they've got a couple of runners in the Lexus. So if they win the Lexus, they could find themselves in a situation where their own horse bumps out another horse out of the final field.
Right.
How many have they got already in the Melbourne Cup?
Oh, I think they've got 3.
And so they could have...
up to 5. So yeah. I think they've got 3 already in it. I'd have to get them up.
What's the record?
Oh, remember that year where all the blue were running around for Godolphin? They had about 6, didn't they?
Mm. Yeah.
Lloyd Williams has had probably 4 or 5 at any given time as well. So great time of year. Where will you be Saturday, Shawnee?
Well, it's up in the air. I'm tossing up whether to head out to the track or just pull up a pew at the local and just chip away. But are you going out there, Fletch?
Yeah, I'm going out. Yeah. I'm going to go out, right. But I'm off the drink this weekend.
That might have made my mind up. I might steer clear. You're off the drink.
Yeah, oh, just please. This weekend. No. I'm not drinking Friday.
Yeah.
I've got the mother-in-law's birthday. Saturday, I'm going to the race. I'm driving. So I'm not drinking. Sunday, I'll be having a drink for the anniversary.
Yes. Oh. How many years is that?
18.
18. 18. Wow, well done.
I wonder what that is.
Yeah, what's that gift you need to get? Have you settled on your date yet, Shawnee, for your wedding?
No, we haven't. Well, lockdown sort of threw us a curveball. Mm. We haven't been able to really get out there and have a look, but we're hoping maybe this time or thereabouts next year, just after the carnival, might be a Bucks party involved at one of the big days down there, maybe.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm coming. Geez, I'll be back on the drink.
You miss those, don't you? The Cox Plate and the Caulfield Cup. Going to one of those big spring carnival events.
Well, I miss the Bucks because all my friends are a bit older now, obviously. Mm. But the second time around, there's no Bucks.
No.
You don't give a second time around. Nah. Two of them have been hitched again. And
nil by Bucks.
Nil by Bucks.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
It was just like it wasn't as big as the first Bucks.
But when you're younger too, it's just mayhem, isn't it?
It's the best. Because you go to one every week.
And we both had our Bucks parties at Rose Hill.
Rose Hill.
There you go.
And then went across the road to the...
Ridges?
Ridges.
Ridges, yeah.
Matthew.
Anyway, pray for you, Shawnee, when that happens. It's a tough carry when you're the Buck. Don't worry about
that.
I know. Anyway, Sportsbet with mates. Start your group and bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply and gamble responsibly. Now, Shawnee, the big question, are you coming to this on Friday? Drive with Joel and Finch. Finchie will be broadcasting live from the Sporting Globe, King Street Wharf, Darling Harbour. You can join us from 3 p.m. on Friday. Book your table now at sportingglobe.com.au. Chance?
I will be there, and I won't be driving. Let's put it that way.
Good boy.
Oh, you're going to tie one on.
Good boy. I don't think I'll be driving either, for that matter. Anyway, an illustrious crew going there, including Sean the Trader. So if you want to come down and join him, book your table now at sportingglobe.com.au. Well, Sean the Trader, have a great night, mate.
Thank you, boys. Take care. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
See you, Shawnee.
There he is, the great man.